December 18, 1920 Return of love and thanksgiving for all that God operated in the celestial Mama. I was all afflicted without my Jesus when, as I was praying, I felt him near me, saying, "Ah, my daughter, things are getting worse. It will come like whirlwind, to shake everything. It will rain as long as a whirlwind does, and it will end just as a whirlwind ends. The Italian government lacks the ground under its feet, and it does not know what to aim at. Justice of God." After this, I felt I was outside of myself, and I found myself together with my sweet Jesus, but clinging so tightly to him, and he to me, that I almost could not see his divine person. "I don't know how," I said, "my Jesus, while I am clinging to you, I want to prove to you my love, my gratitude, and everything which the creature has the duty to do, because you have created our Immaculate Queen Mama, the most beautiful one, the holiest, a portent of grace, enriching her with all gifts, and making her also our mother. And I do this in the name of creatures, past, present and future. I want to seize each act of creature, each word, thought, heartbeat and step, and tell you, in each one of them, that I love you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, for all that you have done in your celestial Mama and mine." Jesus enjoyed my act, but so much that he said to me, "My daughter, I was anxiously awaiting this act of yours in the name of all generations. My justice and my love felt the need of this return, because great are the graces which descend upon all, for having enriched my Mama so much. Yet, they never have a word, a thank you to say to me." Another day I was saying to my lovable Jesus, "Everything is over for me, suffering, visits of Jesus, everything." And he, immediately, "Have you perhaps stopped loving me, or doing my will?" And I, "No, may this never be." And he, "If this is not, nothing is over."